Okay, to New Mine Train 724.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
98 QND, clear, 724.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. K8DAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw.
This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. I will do a pre-net check-in. Do I have any stations for the pre-net? Call now.
It says... Kilo Charlie 8, Sierra Delta Lima. Rob, Big City, no traffic, Ron.
K8DAC, repeater Saginaw.
Okay, Rob, I got you in there. Any other stations for the Mid-Michigan Net pre-net?
Kilo Charlie 8, Victor Oscar Alpha.
Gotcha in there, Rick. Any other stations for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net pre-net?
KDA-DAZ.
Gotcha in there, Minnie. Thanks for joining tonight. This is KC8YVF for the Sunday night Tri-City Net. Any additional Mid-Michigan Net? Is there any additional check-ins for the pre-night call now?
Kilo Echo 8, Papa Charlie Quebec, KE8 PCQ, Dave in Bay City, no traffic.
Thanks, Dave, for checking in. This is KC8YVF. Any other pre-net check-ins for the Mid-Michigan Net? Okay, we'll get started in a couple of minutes, so just stand by, KC8YVF. This is Ron for the Sunday night Mid-Michigan Net. My call sign is Kilo Charlie 8 Yankee Victor Foxtrot, and I'm located in Saginaw County, and I'll be tonight's net control operator. This net meets on this repeater every Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on a frequency of 147.240 megahertz with a PL of 103.5 for the primary purpose of making announcements, getting acquainted with fellow hams, and general fellowship. This is a direct net and is open to all licensed radio operators. You can also find us on Echolink at Kilo 8 Delta Alpha Charlie Dash Romeo. When checking into this net, please be sure to clearly state your call sign, your name and location, and if you have any traffic or announcements for the net. From the pre-net, I have the following stations: KC8SDL, KC8VOA, KD8PAZ, and KE8PCQ. Those stations need not check in again. At this time, I'll take stations that are on short time, mobile, or are in and out. Call now. Again, any mobile, short time, or in and out stations, call now. Okay, we'll continue to Echolink. Do I have any Echolinks on for tonight's net? Call now. Okay, we'll continue on with regular check-ins. Regular check-ins for the Mid-Michigan net. Call now.
November 8, Echo Romeo Lima. Says November 8, Kilo Papa Romeo Bob and Frankmuth.
Okay, I picked up N8ERL and N8KPR. Any additional stations for the net? Call now. Okay, good evening, everyone. Hope everyone had a good week and a good weekend. At least the week and the weekend were calm with really no major weather events to speak of. That's a good thing. Hopefully we're winding down on the winter weather season and start to get a little warmer here for coming to spring. I know the remainder of this upcoming week, it's supposed to be at least above freezing. Parts even up to 40 degrees, so glad change or welcome change for the weather in this case. Now we'll just try and get rid of some of the snow that's on the ground. Things will be a little bit better. Depending on who you look at, I looked at the weather service earlier today. They're basically saying dry and mostly cloudy, but the local Channel 5 for NBC or WNEM had rain, snow, mixed basically for every day, so good guess on what we're going to get. We'll just deal with it when it gets here. Okay, top of the list, we got KC8SDL up in Bay City, followed by KC8VOA. Good evening, Rob.
The same to you. Good evening, my good friend. KC8YVF of the crew. Here, there you go. Well, yesterday was a fairly good day. But the backyard of that driveway, we really hadn't plowed it. I was kind of going to do it, but he never got around to it. Anyways, my wife jumped in her lovely Crusher 200. My dad rolled his grapes. If he knew he had this car. Well, he put it in reverse and started backing up. I got about 25 feet, and there she was stuck. And she's rocking it back and forth. The neighbor came over, took one of the shovel and put some pieces of board underneath the wheels to get traction. And I thought we gave up, and she called Krieger Towing. He came over there. And Ron, you will not believe this.
KADA.
Oh, there we go. Word from our sponsor. Anyways, we got in the car, and the traction control, he turned it on or turned it off. He drove it out of there. And for the information and the pep talk, it cost me $50. He said you had to hook it. It'd been $100. So that didn't go over too good. But, the car's out of there now, and now we're parking out on the street. But even 17th, where I live, hasn't been plowed yet, so I don't know. Why the way the weather's going, it's probably going to melt the snow. It'll probably be there. But anyways, I had outpatient surgery Friday for my foot. I had some issues with my foot. It went really well, except they're behind by 3 hours. So I've had a long day in the OR waiting to be looked at. So that was my weekend for now. Hopefully, maybe next week it'll be better. With that, I'll hand it back to Net Control, and I'm looking forward to the 7-3 round. KCAYVM, KCSL. Take it away, Ron.
Well, I'm glad your procedure went fine there, Rob. That's always a good thing. And, yeah, you turn off the traction control. It allows the better traction for your wheels, because if one wheel starts to slip on the traction control, and that it can mess things up. So yeah, a lot of times if you have something like that, turn your traction control off and you'll get power to both wheels that way. That's something that not everybody knows, and something I don't even remember all the time when I've done that is, yeah, that traction control, sometimes that ABS, those additional things are help majority of the time, but they're a hindrance in certain situations. So I've never been a real fan of ABS brakes. I know they're supposed to work, safety feature and that, but I've always done better without those, just my preference, I guess. And same thing for the traction control. It doesn't help in all instances. So, all right, we're up to KCA-VOA. Rick, you're next, followed by KDA-PAZ.
Well, good evening, Ron, everybody on the net tonight. Traction control is supposed to help, but sometimes it doesn't always work that way. So the wheel that is spinning is supposed to have the brake gently applied while the other wheel starts torquing up, but it doesn't always work. So life's lessons. If it doesn't work one way, try turning it off and see what happens. Not a whole lot new here. I am trying to learn a new program for church so I can take attendance for class. So that's what I was working on just before the net. Just something we're rolling out relatively new here. And I'm sitting here looking at my antenna mount and so forth here for my vehicle, and trying to figure out what I'm going to do with it, how am I going to install it. So from there, I heard you on James Township. I'm assuming you're on HT because it wasn't coming through the clearest. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Net Control. KCBOA.
All right, Rick. Yeah, I was not out to any of the sites. Jeff called me earlier today. We were doing a dinner party for my wife's birthday. Her birthday is tomorrow, but we had my daughter and grandkids over. We had another couple over, so we did a dinner party here for her when he called. They were working. The information I got from Jeff, the James Township UHF analog station is now back operational. That's been inoperative or not working properly for quite some time. They also got the APRS back working. There was also working on the the Harrison site for the Winlink station. That's been down for over 2 months, not operational or receiving on or transmitting on the VHF or the 220 side. I don't have it a connection for the 440, but I take it if the other two were down, so was that. So Jeff called to see if I had an antenna here, and I said, well, the antenna that we've been using, we just replaced about a year and a half ago. We replaced the triplexer and the antenna, and it seems like that is not working again. So I said, unfortunately, I don't have the ability to go out to the airport tonight to get an antenna, take it to there, because I'm in the middle of a dinner party. So I checked the James Township site. That is now functioning. I can get into it now from home. I did try it earlier from a handy talkie, but couldn't get into it. So it might have been my location, but at least from the mobile station here in the shack, that is now operational again. And they're going to be working on, see what we can do on the Winlink station. I was looking. I did find the antennas again. I found it would be nice because it's three bands, UHF, VHF, and 220 out there to have separate antennas. And I did find this, the company that's actually out of the Ukraine that sells two-bay folded dipoles. They've gone up in price like everything else, not a much, but yeah, I'd run about $1,025 to have all separate antennas. The VHF or the UHF was about $300, the 220 was $350, and the VHF was $375, so having separate antennas are around about $1,025. So that station is owned by the Central Michigan Emergency Group, so I don't know if there's any funding in their budget to get separate antennas, but that definitely would be the best. And it would also get rid of the triplexer and allow them to run independently, and it would also be a commercial antenna instead of the fiberglass type of vertical antennas that we typically use for ham stuff. So those are in the works, at least. That's kind of some news that I got from Jeff and the group today. All right, next up on the list, KDA-PAZ, and then I will do a station break. Go right ahead, Benny.
Well, good evening, KC8YVF. This is KDA-PAZ. I'll say good evening to everyone on the net there. Got a good group in here. I'm working on another puzzle. I started it yesterday, and I've got it almost half done. But Thursday I went and had my colonoscopy done, and they did not find anything. No cancer, no polyps. So I don't have to go back now for another 3 to 5 years. So that was a good thing for me. So, but I do have to go see my regular doctor on Tuesday just for a checkup. This is KD8PAZ, back to KC8YVF.
Well, good news on that, Benny. I'm glad that everything turned out well there. I'm not due for one for until another 4 years, I guess. But they've done two regular colonoscopies the last, over the 10 years. So this one, we're coming up, there's been nothing in there. So I'm going to ask them, instead of doing that procedure, what my wife's done is the Cologuard thing. Since the PSA test and everything else have showed nothing for 20 years here, so that's not the most fun procedure itself. You don't know about because you're asleep, but it's the work up to that that's, put it plainly, a pain in the butt. So we'll see what the doctor, I can convince him to not do one in 4 years here, but I'm off a while. This is Ron, KC8YVF, for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Met. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw.
Okay, we'll continue back to Bay City here with KE8PCQ with Dave, standby, and ADRL. Good evening, Dave.
Good evening, Ron and the group. Yeah, I agree. The colonoscopy is something that should have been eliminated in the 1800s, and further medical advances, you know, should have been prevailing on that type of system. weather-wise, we're going to go down to about 23 tonight, and I just had the dog out, and it seems as though there's some kind of mist in the air, and it's getting a little glisteny, so it could be a dicey morning with the melt-off we had today and it refreezing. So hope everybody has a good week. With that said, KE8PCQ, back to net.
Yeah, Dave, this time of the year you don't know what you're going to get. Like I said, Weather Service had it dry in. Channel 5 had chance of rain, snow, whatever, mixed. So I get up in the morning, stick my head out the door. If I get wet, I take an umbrella. If my ears get cold, I put on a hat. And if not, then I'm good to go, I guess. So we'll deal with it once what I see in the morning. All right, next up, NADRL, Dave, stand by, NAKPR. Good evening, Dave.
No, good evening, Ron. Just a couple of many good news, great news on your test. I'm glad that's working out well for you, and I'm glad that you're taking care of yourself. And again, good deal on the test. Just a couple of radio related things. There's been a special VX station out in the Marshall Islands, V73WW. Looks to be like a great bunch of guys out there on this expedition. There are only a couple of days left, but they're all over on the bands. I use a spotting service called DX Summit. DX Summit, DXSUMMIT, to kind of find out where they're at. I've been fortunate enough to, in fact, I just worked them on FT8 tonight. You can also go to their website, and when you go to QRZ, that'll take you to their website and tells you what frequencies that they're working on. Only there for two more days, and I've been lucky, worked them on two different modes and three bands. So anybody's interested, DX Summit, and kind of find out where they're at. They seem to be very well respected. They showed up on Club Log. I've already seen them on Logbook of the World, so they're doing an awesome job. I did work the RIDI contest this last weekend. The QSO party. Had a good time with that. Starting to feel a little bit more at home on FL Digi. Also wanted to make note that next weekend, March 1st, is the ARRR International DX contest on phone. So a great chance to, a lot of stations, great chance to maybe pick up some new countries or get a little experience on working the DX. I guess that's it for this round. Back to you, Ryan, and ADRL.
All right, Dave, thanks for all the information on the contest and that. I actually did get a little work in on HF this weekend. I was down working in the shop yesterday and down in the basement doing laundry and things to help my wife out. So I had the radio on, and yesterday they had the South Carolina QSO party, so I made about a dozen contacts there. And I turned on tonight and was the North Carolina QSO party, so I made one contact there before the net here, and then a Parks on the Air station. So I actually got a few HF contacts in, so that was a good thing. It's been a while to get on the net. I've done a little revamping of the station here. I pulled out one power supply, so I'm in the station that I really didn't need. I have one radio connected to it, so all three of my HF rigs are now on 135-amp power supply. I squeezed the ICOM 7300 in next to the Yaesu FTDX10, So I've got my Kenwood, the Azu, and the ICOM all in the station now. Unfortunately, I needed to get a new antenna switch because I only had a two-way switch, and I needed at least a three-way. So, boy, those have gone up in price. I got an Alpha Delta four-way switch, and those buggers are not cheap, but it does the job, and I had to run a ground wire for that one, so I did get that taken care of. So the antenna switch and all the radios, everything are back to being grounded the way that they should be. So a little bit of work over the weekend. All right, next up on the list is NAKPR, and then we'll do a break. Good evening, Bob.
Good evening, Ron, everybody else on the net. Thanks for the information, Dave. I was looking, I think it was last week you had mentioned it, and I was online trying to figure out where they were at, and I couldn't come up with nothing, you know, solid. But now that I've got the call sign, I can go on QRZ and look at it, see where they're at working. I know last year about this time they had Clipperton Islands headed the expedition, which didn't go real well for them guys. I think they lost some equipment and stuff in the ocean. But I did make two contacts with them last year, two different bands. And today I was in and out of the shack all day long. After church I come down here, turn stuff on, and went did some of this, some of that, and throughout the day, I think it was 27 POTA parts I got, POTA contacts. So, not too bad. The bands were pretty good, but you'd get a station that's 5.9, and all of a sudden, you know where you can't hear them. Then all of a sudden, you come back up again. So, that's the way the bands was running for me today. That's it for right now, so I'll turn it back to you, Ron, NAKPR, back to Net Control.
All right, Bob. Good that you got in. Yeah, I was just taking a look here. I see that basically they're on CW or FD8, so I'll have to fire up my Kenwood that I've got set up for digital and see if I can see anything on FD8 here tonight, see if I can make contact with them. So thanks, Dave, for that information. I'll take a quick turn here before I do another check. Last week I was working on some updates for my TinySA, the software that I got that figured out, got it updated, was able to do the tests that I needed to do. I had to download a different piece of software. The Windows software just wasn't working, so there was another piece of software that downloaded, followed the online instructions, it went right straight through. So I got it updated there. My meter was missing some features that I needed to be able to do these tests, so the firmware upgrade took care of that, and I was good to go. Coming up on the 7th of March for the club meeting, Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Club meeting, I am going to be doing a short presentation on how to test your harmonics of your radios, whether it's a handy talkie, which is what I'll be using for that demonstration. I have about an 8-minute video that I'll play from one of the YouTube ham radio guys, and then we'll test the radio out there. So I'll have Mike make sure if you want to test your radio, bring your HT in, and we'll just do a general test to see how clean the signal are, to see if it passes regulations and how clean it is. So I know there's several of them. I have an original Bofong radio, a UV5R, that is not clean at all, and then they sent me a replacement. I got a free radio from one of the companies about a year or so ago, I guess, 6 months to a year, that supposedly meets FCC specifications now, and it was basically only had the primary harmonic and one additional harmonic that was just at the range of what it was supposed to be. So It essentially passed now, much better than the original radio that was all over the spectrum. So we'll be doing that. So if anybody's interested in that, we'll do a demonstration at least how to do that with just a couple of items, one of the tiny SA meters and a 40-watt attenuator is all you really need to be able to do that. So that's coming up. This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now.
Whiskey 8, Delta Whiskey.
WADW, we got our third babe in here tonight. Go right ahead.
Okay, real good there, Ron. Yeah, it's been a sort of busy weekend. Our golf group met up in Midland yesterday and we had lunch up there, so that was fun. Been playing around with I got an old Samsung pad that's a tablet that's quite old. It's got Android 4 on it, and I've been trying to do an upgrade on it. Supposed to be able to upgrade it. You can't upgrade it to the Android. You have to do it upgrade to Lineage, which is another operating system. So I've been trying to do that, trying to find the stuff. The only bad thing is so old, it's hard to find the files that I need to do that. So we're playing with that. Played a little bit with the Ritty on the North American CUSA party yesterday. And then today I've been trying to get some paperwork done. I got some stuff going on that needs to be taken care of. I'll probably spend some time on the phone tomorrow. And I had to get my stuff together on it, so I worked on it. And I've been playing with the North Carolina CUSO party. Got to get down there. This would be my only one. I got to get down there. Got to make, I think, 5 more contacts, and I'll have my 25. If you get 25 contacts on it, you get a certificate for working the contest. So I want to try to get that. The bands, like Bob says, the bands are not real good today. They're real bad. I got one or two phone contacts. Most of them are CW. And the bad thing there is everybody I'm hearing is I've already worked. So we're going to try to get, like I said, about 5 more, and I should be okay. That's about all I got there, Ron. We'll just say 73. Catch everyone down the log, and have a good one. Thanks for doing it tonight. KC8YVF, WADW.
All right, Dave. Yeah, I worked on, was down in Shack, worked the South Carolina CUSO party yesterday, and bands were pretty good. I was very clear path down to South Carolina, had no problem getting anybody. I was testing the radio, so I went from the ICOM to the Yaesu to the Kenwood. Had no problems getting any one of them off my Wyndham antenna that I had. Tonight, I got one of the North Carolina, but again, much tougher out there. The band conditions definitely are not what they were yesterday, so good luck getting those. Thanks for stopping in tonight. All right, we'll go back up to the top of the list here to Rob, KC8SDL, standby, KC8VOA. Good evening again, Rob.
Same to you, Mr. Rob. KC8YVF in the group, Joe Watson, yeah, about band condition, yeah, I have to elaborate with the Dave and all the other fellas out here tonight. And yeah, I was on, of course, on e-cars with my Kenwood, and I was working the guy there on the net, and he was coming again, all of a sudden he went right in the mud. And I guess a M-class solar flare made a pass, and it messed up a lot of reception on HF. But I used my $10 Swan on the Swan net. And guess what? I heard out there on the Swan net, a good friend of mine, Whiskey 3, what is it called? Whiskey, not EIG, let me see. Of course, it's the tip of my tongue, but yeah, I worked him on the Swan net, and it's really good. Yeah, it's amazing for $10. I'm hoping that thing's FCC approved. It should be, but anything about it, though, people I talk to, they say your Swan has hardly any splatter and your bandwidth is good. That's not bad for a tube equipment there. That's, I said, yeah, WA3GIN, his name is James in Virginia, right over by Washington, D.C., so I worked him on the Swan. And, of course, at 3:30, I checked in on the Kenwood then, so I set the Swan down and fired up the Kenwood and worked really good. Yeah, to me, I sure will that new mic I got for my TSA-30, but anyway, but yeah, that was pretty good. But, yeah, like I said, though, earlier, like we were talking, you know, the guy would be flagged nine, and all of a sudden he go right in the noise. And, you know, I did a little bit this morning about 11 o'clock. I thought, that's good enough. So I powered everything down and went upstairs and kept watching some dumb TV show, and I fell asleep in the chair. All right, Ron, have a good week. And, yeah, like I said, things are looking good here. I'm kind of glad I got through that procedure, and I'm glad the wife got the car there to take care of. But, yeah, the tow driver says, yeah, I'm not going to charge you full price, but because if you have to hook it, it's an automatic $100, so, yeah, it could be worse. All right, Ron, 73, we'll catch you next week, and we'll probably catch you tomorrow on the Savannah Net. KC8YVF, KC7CO. 73's Ron.
All right, Rob, thanks for checking in tonight, and you have a good week. All right, next up on the list, KC8VOA, standby KD8PAZ. Good evening again, Rick.
Good evening again, Ron. And after that, if you want to try the James Township, we can try that again. You sound kind of scratchy if you're coming in off your base station at home. We can give it a shot. Not much else to add, just looking forward to some of this warmer weather, that's for sure. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Net Control 73, KC8VOA.
All right, Rick, yeah, just before the net here, I tried it on. It was on my mobile radio here in the shack. So this is, well, 440, so I think it's like 35 watts. So it should have been no problem there, but who knows at this point. The antenna I use is a dual-band antenna, and it is shared between that radio and my packet radio, so neither one of them are really on the air much at the same time, if any. So we'll try it again after the net here. All right, KD8PAZ is up next. Stand by KE8PCQ. Good evening again, Minnie.
Well, good evening again, Ron. This is KD8PAZ. Not much more. I went and bought some groceries today. I had to go get some milk and stuff. I was almost out of everything, so I had to go get groceries. But other than that, I had trouble backing in my driveway, but I made it. I put it in four-wheel drive and backed it right up in there. So anyway, other than that, I'll be staying inside tomorrow and working on my puzzle, and then I got to go to the doctor on Tuesday. Got to be there at 8:20 in the morning. So other than that, everything else is going okay. This is KD8PAZ back to KC8YDF.
All right, Minnie. Glad you got back in your driveway. I know you get a slushy mess since you don't get a chance to really clean yours out. And, yeah, the slushy mess can be really hard, difficult to get through sometimes. So four-wheel drive helps it out, that's for sure. And good luck on your doctor's appointment and that coming up here as well. All right, next up on the list, KE8PCQ, and then I'll do another break. Good evening again, Dave.
KC8YVF in the group. Yeah, today I was on the QRP rig. We put that together and decided, well, we'll see what the South Carolina party does. And I got like four contacts. It was next to horrible. You know, you could hear them, but yet they couldn't hear you, of course, because of QRM. And that's just the way it goes. But it was a fun day with that. With that said, everybody have a good week. 73s and KE8BCQ. Back to KC8YVF in the group. 73s.
All right, Dave. Yeah, that's another one I got to get out, the QRP rig sitting in the package. Yesterday, actually, I found doing some research online for one of the 3D printing sites, I found a cover that I could print to go over the display, so when it's in its bag that I carry it in, its carrying case, it's just a soft-sided case that there's a cover that snaps over the front of it. So it protects it during traveling. So I printed that off yesterday, and I had it out, and I'm thinking, I got to get this rig back on the air. It hasn't been on the air in about a year when I did Winter Field Day last year. So I got to get that rig out and get it on the air as well, too. So, all right, this is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, we'll continue on to NADRL. Stand by N8KPR. Good evening again, Dave.
Just a couple of more, a couple of notes here for you and Bob. If Bob, you can find V73WW on sideband. I worked them on 20 meters. I had to work them on split. In other words, I was transmitting 5 KC's up from where they were transmitting, but was able to get them okay. You just kind of have to be patient. And Ron, if you go to DX Summit, they have a kind of a string of all kinds of DX stations, and you usually find those DX positions on there, and there'll kind of be a statement there that says what frequency and what mode that they're running on. But like I said, only got 2 more days, so. Hopefully you guys will be able to make a contact on that. And Bob, yeah, the Christmas Island bunch is—they're at Christmas Island again for another week or so. I've been kind of trying to work them, but they use Fox and Hounds and Super Fox on FT8. And I don't really understand how to use that stuff, so I doubt I'll be getting them unless I pick them up on one of the other modes. Everybody have a good week. KCYVF and ADRL.
All right, Dave. Thanks for the information. Yeah, I'm up on the DX site. First time I've been on that one, so I'll take a look through there, see what I can find there. I also got FT8 up, which I haven't been on there in quite some time again. So I'll see what I can find there. So thanks a lot for the information. All right, last up on the list, 88KPR, and then we'll do one more standby. Go right ahead, Bob.
Thanks again, Ron, and thanks, Dave. Yeah, they run split. Those guys usually run split when it's a big operation like that. And the one last year in Clifton, they didn't lose the equipment. I think it was the year before Bovee Island. I think they had the issues with bad weather and lost some equipment in the ocean trying to get it on shore and whatnot. But yeah, Bovee Island, which I never made contact with. I never even heard them. Excuse me. But yeah, that would have been a good one on my wall, but didn't come around. But thanks for doing that, Ron. Everybody have a great night, and I'll talk to y'all again tomorrow night. Back to Net Control. This is NAKPR.
Bob, yeah, thanks for joining in tonight and, yeah, trying to work the stations. I have not worked a split before, so that's something on the radio here. I'm a little more familiar with my Kenwood, so I'll have to refresh myself there and also with the other two radios exactly how to set that up to do that. But I've always worked direct contact. I've never worked one of the big stations like that or the DX where they are working split. So just have to look up in my radio exactly how to do that so I can try one of those one of these times as well. So this is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins? Call now. Okay, if there was a station trying to get in there, we got keyed up the repeater, but no audio. Give it a try again. Okay, nothing heard. Do we have any additional comments or for the net? Okay, tonight, including myself, we had a total of 8 check-ins. At this time, the Mid-Michigan Net would like to thank all those who participated in tonight's net. This is Ron, Kilo Charlie 8, Yankee Victor Foxtrot. This net is now closed at 7:40, and the repeater is turned back to normal amateur use. 73, everyone, have a great week, and for some of you, we'll talk to you again tomorrow night on the Monday night Savara Net. KCYVF, clear.
This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. Welcome to the SVARA repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw. This is the Saginaw Valley Amateur Radio Association repeater in Saginaw. KADAC, repeater Saginaw.